This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Multinational technology giant Fujitsu confirmed a cyber attack in a statement Friday and warned that hackers may have stolen personal data and customer information. We confirmed the presence of malware on multiple work computers at our company, and as a result of an internal investigation, we discovered that files containing personal information and customer information could be illegally taken out, said Fujitsu in its statement on its website, translated from Japanese. Fujitsu said it disconnected the affected systems from its network and is investigating how its network was compromised by malware and whether information has been leaked. The tech conglomerate did not specify what kind of malware was used or the nature of the cyber attack. Fujitsu also did not say what kind of personal information may have been stolen or who the personal information pertains to, such as its employees, corporate customers, or citizens whose governments use the company's technologies. Headquartered in Japan, Fujitsu has about 124,000 employees and serves government and private sector customers globally. The tech company recently faced renewed furor over its role in the wrongful convictions of hundreds of UK post office workers who were accused of false accounting and thefts that were later attributed to bugs in the Horizon computer software that Fujitsu developed. Fujitsu's representatives did not immediately respond to TechCrunch's requests for comment about the cyberattack. Fujitsu said it reported the incident to Japan's Data Protection Authority, Personal Information Protection Commission, in anticipation that personal information may have been stolen. The company has not said whether it has filed required data breach notices with any other government or authority, including in the United States.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.